Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, going off to college is hard enough. You shouldn't have to deal with a wolfman figure thing in your closet.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. Quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
And it is. 855-853-4802 to share your real ghost story with us. Get access to the bonus material, all the extras, advanced episodes, ad-free on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program, Wolfman Figure Thing. That's an interesting way of describing what someone had in their closet. Do you ever have the fear of something being in your closet or ever have anything like or anything in your closet that was other than clothing?
Well, I mean, yeah, don't we all as like kids think that there's something in our closet, right?
Yeah, I always had a weird thought that there was stuff in there. I literally, it's funny because there's a closet right outside of the studio here and it's filled with skeletons, literally Halloween skeletons. And I ran out of room and storing my Halloween stuff. So there's about 20 plastic skeletons in that closet, literally. But yeah, I always felt that about my closets for whatever reason.
I've got my skeletons for Halloween are hanging in my garage.
Oh,
and so it almost kind of looks a little eerie as you open the garage up. They're kind of hanging, they're swaying back and forth, you know, and there's a really big one. It's like 8 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
And I can't really hang that one. So
yeah,
it literally like lays over my lawnmower during the winter months and my snowblower in the summer months. It looks like it's in a provocative position.
So people are like, what is going on with these skeletons? My God.
What's going on in Todd's garage? Yeah,
that's great. That's great. I before I put all mine into this closet down here, I had them in like my shed at the farm. And it was where the lawnmower was. So every time I got the lawnmower out, there's like 20 skeletons like lining the walls. And yeah, that was interesting when I was selling the house because people were like, oh, what's in the shed? There's just like skeletons everywhere.
Bodies.
I'm like, I like Halloween. That's all it is. They're like, okay. Yeah, it's like, wait till you open up the wall where I hit a skeleton. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to a caller. Hi.
This is Marie from New Mexico, now Marie from Washington State, because I transferred universities to be closer to home. But anyway, today I called to tell you guys about what was happening in my dorm room. So the way my dorm room is set up, you enter and it's a room, obviously, and there's two beds. There's one on the left and there's one on the right. And mine just so happened to be the one on the right. And if you keep going a little bit further, there's a closet on the left and then a sink in the middle and then a joint bathroom on the right. And the closet is where most of this happens. It didn't have a door, so if I lay down on my bed, I can see directly into the closet. So when I first started college, nothing bad was happening. I didn't get any weird feelings or anything like that, but maybe 2 weeks in, I started getting this, it was this feeling, it was really subtle. So it was kind of hard to pinpoint that it was actually happening when it was happening. But as the weeks went on and about a month and a half into starting university, there was just this super intense feeling whenever I'd walk into my dorm room, and it was anxiety, it was depression, it was panic, it was fear. It would just sit on my chest. It would be so heavy. And I try to spend as much time as I could out of the dorm room, but obviously at night I had to go and, you know, sleep. So that's when all of this stuff happens. So the first night that I ever saw this entity, I was laying down in my bed, and I like to face the entire room so I know what's happening, and if there's an intruder or something, then I know it's there. So I'm facing out, and I can see the closet, and I could see my roommate. She's asleep, and I could see the door and the windows and everything. and I look over at the closet, and all I see is a figure, super tall, maybe like 7 feet, and it was just standing there. And I couldn't see any facial features or anything, but I could tell it was looking right at me, like right into my soul. And I was terrified. I just closed my eyes and I tried to think of happy thoughts, you know, like fields of flowers and sun shining and all that jazz. So as the weeks kept going on, I kept seeing this figure. And the feeling, that pressure that I talked about, just kept getting more and more and more intense as the weeks went on. So every single night, I'd go to sleep, or I'd get ready to go to sleep, and I'd look at the closet, and there would just be that figure. And sometimes it was tall, sometimes it was short, and I found that kind of weird because I thought they were supposed to be kind of consistent. But for the most part, it was like 7 feet tall every single time. And the color to it, it wasn't completely black, like a shadow figure. It sometimes had mixtures of brown and orange and black all mixed up together. But needless to say, I was still kind of terrified. And it got to a point where I couldn't hold it in any longer, just keeping this bottled up to myself. So I told my roommate, because obviously she has the right to know. And I was scared to sleep on my side of the bed or my side of the room. So we slept in her bed one night, and I looked over. So I can't see the closet at this point, but I looked over in that general direction and I saw its head peeking around the corner, just looking at me. And I stared it down for like a solid 2 minutes. Well, obviously exaggerated, but felt like 2 minutes or longer even, and I just stared at it. And it got to the point where I was sleeping over at Rachel's room every single night. I would only go into my room during the daytime. So our friend Lauren went and she gave me some sage and she gave me some amethyst beads for protection. And we saged the room and I said the Lord's Prayer and I said, I only want good energy here. Please leave if you have any negative intentions towards me or my roommate. We only want good presence here. And it left. It was gone for maybe a week. And then I looked. I tried to go back to sleep one night, and I looked over at my roommate under her bed, and I saw it there beside her. Behind her dresser, just staring at me. And I was so freaked out, I like jumped out of the bed and I went outside, and my roommate came outside after me. She's like, what's going on? I was like, it's back. I can't stay here. I'm going over to Rachel's room. And she came over with us, obviously, because she didn't want to be by herself. And it just got kind of more aggressive. Like, lights would start flickering, and I was like, oh my gosh, six Stranger Things reference. And then I realized, oh my gosh, it's the entity or whatever. And got really nervous, wouldn't go into my room at all. And then we staged again, and we burnt incense maybe once a day, and we prayed every single day. And usually I'm not the religious type, but at this point I was. And it went away, thankfully, but there was still that feeling, so I knew it wasn't far away and that it was always there. And it kind of just sits in the back of my mind now, especially because I'm not there anymore, and it's my previous roommate. She's there now, and it's kind of nerve-wracking because she's by herself, and she got really terrified of the whole entire situation. So, yeah, that's my story about the entity that was in my dorm room. I have more story stuff about after, once I transferred back to Washington, and stuff from my childhood. This has been happening my whole entire life. So I have a multitude of stories. I don't think any are as scary as the wolf man figure thing that I saw in Rachel's room, but Who knows? Maybe there is one. I will definitely call in again to tell you guys about my experiences that I have had and any more that come up in the future. Okay, thank you. Have a good one. Bye.
Thanks for sharing all of that. Thoughts on the Wolfman?
Well, first of all, like we were talking about closets and stuff like that, there is, according to a lot of research and investigations that have been done, where we find out that paranormal stuff does kind of hide. And there are locations in a house like closets and attics where energies kind of hang out so that they're not bothered by human experience. Was this really a wolfman? Could it be something projecting that way? I think that's possible. I think that the frenetic energy that these two girls or women were having probably fed it as well. The thing I will say, you know, she said, listen, if there's anything bad here, we don't want you around, blah, blah, blah. Very important, but the other thing to keep in mind is sometimes you have to do that for longer periods of time. It's not like it just shuts off. You kind of push it away and then it kind of builds its energy back. So she did the right thing. Sometimes you just have to stay at it for a while.
Does it have a choice? I mean, if you say, I want you out or nothing bad. I mean, it's like, oh shit, she said I want me out. I have to follow these rules. Or can it be like, yeah, that's great. I don't really care.
I think it depends on where the source of the energy is from.
Okay.
If it's an average, let's say it's an average human energy, It probably will follow your lead, whatever you tell it to do. If there is something that may be a little bit more sinister there or a trickster type energy, it may, you know, not listen to what you have to say. But even when we go on investigations, one of the last things we do at any location is to say, listen, I'm leaving now. You're not allowed to follow. You're not allowed to attach yourself or whatever. So intention is really, really important. She did the right thing. Just probably had to stay at it for a little bit.
Interesting story. Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com as well and share your stories there. Get access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything without commercials. You can binge away Apple Podcast, our premium channel there, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.